Sirai News, I'm Ding Lulu. The Chinese government has issued a strong protest following visits to the controversial Yakusuni Shrine by a number of Japanese cabinet ministers. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Liu Zhenming has summoned Japan's ambassador to China, Masato Kitera, lodging solemn representations about the issue. The Chinese Foreign Ministry is describing the visit to the shrine by the Japanese cabinet ministers as an open challenge to historical justice and human conscience. The Yasukuni Shrine in Tokyo is dedicated to honoring Japan's war dead. It also enshrines 14 convicted Class A war criminals from World War II. Visits to the shrine by Japanese leaders are considered an insult to the countries Japan invaded before and during the war. China has expressed its deep concern over the bloodshed in Egypt and urged all parties to exercise the maximum restraint before a political process can restart. Foreign Minister Wang Yi highlights China's position during a phone call with his Jordanian counterpart Nasser Judeh. The comments come one day after at least 638 people were killed across Egypt when security forces moved in to clear protest camps in support of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The UN Security Council is meeting in a closed emergency session to discuss the situation in Egypt. Meanwhile, US President Barack Obama has condemned the Egyptian government's heavy-handed crackdown and called off a joint military exercise next month. Also, Turkey has decided to recall its ambassador to Egypt in protest of the violent crackdown on sitting camps. A China-Russia joint anti-terrorism drill has come to an end. The joint maneuvers took place in Russia's Ural Mountains. This joint drill is the sixth drill between the two militaries under the framework of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. At least 17 people have been killed and 135 others wounded in a car bomb explosion that has rocked southern Beirut, Lebanon's capital. Witnesses and emergency officials say many more people are still trapped inside the damaged building. A Sunni Muslim group dubbed the Brigades of Aisha have claimed responsibility for the bombing in an online video and threatened to launch further attacks. The blast comes a month after a car bomb wounded more than 50 people in the same district of the Lebanese capital. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging Israel and Palestine to make more effort to make their resumed negotiations a success to achieve a two-state solution. Ban Ki-moon issued the call during his visit to Ramallah. Israeli and Palestinian negotiators restarted their direct talks in secrecy on Wednesday in Jerusalem. Palestinian President Mohammed Abbas says the negotiations have just started and he cannot reveal details. Ban is set to visit Jerusalem later today to meet Israeli President Shimon Peres and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. U.S. scientists say they have identified a new animal living in the cloud forests of Colombia and Ecuador. They have named the newly discovered mammal Carnivore olinguito. It's believed to be the first new species of carnivore to be identified in the Western Hemisphere in decades. The 35-centimeter-long olinguito belongs to the animal family that includes raccoons. It's been reported WeChat now has more than 100 million overseas users. WeChat is a mobile text and voice messaging application developed by Chinese internet service portal Tencent. The mobile app currently supports 18 languages and is available in more than 200 countries and regions. Tencent has been working to promote WeChat globally last month. Tencent unveiled a new global campaign featuring football superstar Lionel Messi. The owner of an elaborate but illegal garden villa on top of a residential building in downtown Beijing has begun dismantling the construction. The man-made garden came into the spotlight earlier this week after photos of the building were feverishly shared and forwarded online. The 340-square-meter duplex penthouse had been built since 2007 with a mound of artificial rocks, greenery and a swimming pool. Neighbors have long complained about water and gas leaks caused by the construction. And that's the latest from Sirai News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.